Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home, plus fast and free shipping site-wide. Shop now through July 28th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former federal prosecutor and president of West Coast Trial Lawyers, Nima Rahmani.
Let's talk about Rex Heuermann's situation. Let's talk specifically about his wife, because she's making more headlines with statements that she is giving. She's getting more attention than he has the last couple of weeks, it seems. This time asking for 300 guns back, arguing that they're marital property worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. Is this someone who's just completely tone deaf to what's going on around her? Or is this really bad representation that's saying, yeah, you need some money, let's try and get those guns?
I couldn't believe it, Tony, when I first read it. I'm like, this has to be a joke, right? Yeah. I mean, here's someone that, you know, talk about tone deaf. I mean, you know, her husband is one of the most hated men in the country, responsible, at least allegedly, for countless deaths of sex workers and counting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the question was, what were you doing during the time? I mean, allegedly she was out of state, but, you know, her hairs are at the scene. Yeah. So she's kind of wrapped up in all this, number one. And now, you know, her husband has basically like an armory of weapons. And, you know, there's no question that's allegedly evidence in the case. So you're asking for these weapons back. Like, what do you want of them? And, you know, for her to go out publicly, she's either getting terrible legal advice or, you know, need someone who's a publicist or someone just to advise her, because I think she's going to soon join her husband. She's not going to be able to step foot anywhere without folks absolutely despising her. I can't believe she would say something like that.
Well, it's so bizarre. I've never seen one behave like this, a spouse of someone who's been accused of such heinous crimes like Rex has. There's no guidebook to it, but there is just human decency, it seems. And we haven't really seen a whole lot of empathy for any of the victims that her husband is accused of murdering. It's been strictly, I want money from GoFundMe. My house is torn apart. Oh, I have the money now, but I'm still going to complain that I can't do anything with my house. I'm going to sit on my porch all the time, complain about the media being here, but I'm going to sit there and egg them on. It's just like, what is going on here? Maybe this is her regular personality, and we're now just actually getting to see it because we've never known this person before. But it seems like a really toxic, bizarre way of handling things. And I'm wondering, is she going to end up incriminating herself in some way by what she's saying out loud and the bizarre behavior that we're witnessing?
Yeah, I mean, it's really bizarre. Like you said, I mean, Tony, you nailed it. She's, you know, yelling at the press, right, outside of her house, just like they've done something mm-hmm. wrong, right? She's, this home, which really should be condemned, you know, neighborhood wants it torn down. She wants to keep it because it's somehow, you know, the family home. Now she's filing, you know, spending money, filing with an attorney, filing to get these guns back. You know, it's just
threatening to sue the police. I get everyone deals with trauma differently, but I don't know. This really kind of takes the cake of, I don't have a whole lot of pity for you anymore. Just because I'm really starting to question, what did you know and when did you know it, if anything? I really think
and,
that
and
should
your
be...
husband has Uzis. He's got like all sorts of like weapons, which are just completely unlawful under New York law. I mean, you know, these aren't like just, you know, hunting weapon. I mean, it just, there's so many. He's got these ancient guns from other countries. I mean, it's just Tommy guns. I mean, it's really insane, you know.
If she didn't know that her husband was involved in killing sex workers, I have a very hard time believing that she didn't have knowledge that he was at least seeing them and engaged in other shady activity. That's just my opinion. I have a very hard time believing that at the very least that was not a part of her knowledge of who she was living with.
Of course. I mean, this guy's got like another house in another state. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, at least as another family. I'm like, well, what is he doing? Just, mm-hmm. I mean, really bizarre behavior by a bizarre woman.
It does start to put in, you know, the questions of complicity to a certain extent as well, I think. Almost like what we were talking about with the case of the mommy blogger and dad who is claiming he had no idea. Just claiming you have no idea or you were out of town, that to me does not seem like a very strong defense. Although nothing is being, nobody's prosecuting Asa or anything like that right now, but just on the surface, I'm out of town. Well, every single time he was killing someone, you were out of town. Every single time he was seeing a prostitute, you were out of town. I think we know in some cases that she wasn't out of town, not necessarily in the murder, but when her husband, there's allegations that she was well aware that they were coming to the basement.
There's a lot of chatter on social media, Tony. You're right that, you know, there was someone else helping Rex. Was it Asa? Was it someone else? I mean, so she's got to really kind of tread lightly.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not accusing her of anything, but, you know, she's at least in a close proximity. And I think, you know, if she was getting good advice, she'd really sort of keep her mouth shut and stop trying to. First of all, I mean, the argument has no merit when it's been seized as evidence, number one. Those are all, you know, either used potentially evidence that was used in murders or, you know, weapons that were possessed unlawfully. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't have a legal right to them, but to kind of kick up dust here, not the smart thing to do.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.